Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a teacher in an art class.
Good evening, everybody. It's great to see our portrait painting class has generated so much interest once again. I can see a few familiar faces. Some of you did landscape painting with me last year, didn't you? Good to have you back. And welcome to everyone who's here for the first time. Our approach for this class will be very hands-on, but don't worry. That doesn't mean we're ignoring the theory. It's just that you'll spend a greater part of each session working at your easels, as well as getting feedback from me on an ongoing basis. You'll also be invited to critique each other's pieces now and again. Constructive criticism only, of course. While there's no formal assessment element to this class, you will all be awarded a certificate of attendance at the end of the semester, as long as you don't miss too many sessions. While not a professional qualification, this will look pretty impressive framed on your living room wall. The college also runs what we call drop-in sessions. Everyone's welcome at these, regardless of skill level or the class they've signed up for. You simply turn up, sit down, and start drawing. There might be a live model or a still life arrangement set up for you. Try to take advantage of this opportunity to improve your skills, not just techniques required for portraits, in an informal setting. Oh, and there's no need to register. Now, time to find out what you're made of. We need a subject. Anyone willing to come and sit in the middle here? Great. Just a natural pose will do. Thanks. Sketch pads out, the rest of you?
Number 21. What does the speaker imply about the students? Number 22. What does the speaker reassure students about? Number 23. According to the speaker, who will be given a certificate? Number 24. Why does the speaker mention the drop-in sessions? Number 25. What will most of the students do next? Number 26. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Constructive criticism only, of course"?
Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a podcast about organizing your home.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jill. This episode of Happy House is all about decluttering. So why don't you shut your eyes and visualize your home? Picture yourself going from room to room. Look around and identify everything you haven't used in a while, or, well, that you just don't need anymore. Think about what's in your closet and drawers, too. Lots of clothes in there you never wear anymore? So why on earth are you hanging on to it all? It's just cluttering up your home. But before you beat yourself up over accumulating so much stuff, you might actually be hardwired to hoard. According to experts, it could be a kind of survival instinct left over from the past, when people had to stockpile food for the winter. But times have changed since then, so there's no excuse for not decluttering our lives now. Easier said than done, I hear you all say. Well, yes, the thought of sorting through all your stuff and deciding what to get rid of can be overwhelming. That's where I come in. Now, some people suggest you deal with a problem gradually, consigning, say, 10 items a day to the trash. If you really find it hard to part with things, I suppose that could work for you. But I always go for what I call the Band-Aid approach. You know how it's often best to just rip a Band-Aid off? Painful, but quick. Just like that. Well, why not do the same when decluttering your home? Assuming you're up for it, what do you need to get the job done? Besides lots of time and energy, that is. Well, for starters, you need 3 large containers labeled trash, recycling, and donate. Let's go!
Number 27. What does the speaker ask listeners to do first? Number 28. Why does the speaker mention a survival instinct? Number 29. What does the speaker imply about sorting your things out? Number 30. What approach does the speaker personally prefer? Number 31. What will the speaker probably do next? Number 32. What is the main purpose of the podcast? Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a manager talking to a group of employees.
Hello, and welcome back. Most of you will remember me, but for those few I didn't interview, I'm Jenny, the store manager. First of all, congratulations on getting the job. The competition was really tough. All of you have a fair amount of sales experience under your belt, but I still feel you'll benefit from today's training session. We'll start by watching a corporate video on the history of our company. Then we'll go over various company policies and procedures, including our health and safety regulations. Everything's clearly explained in the handbook you'll be given later. Before we break for lunch, there'll be time for a brief question and answer session. The rest of the day will be dedicated to customer interaction training and will involve role-playing so we can assess your sales style and give you some pointers. There will be a quiz at the end, so make sure you pay attention. Actually, that is about the morning content, so we should probably do that straight after the Q&A. Nick, can you make a note of that change? I can see you're all looking very professional today. Some of you are even wearing our brand. Well done for going the extra mile. Of course, once you start on the shop floor next week, it'll be mandatory to wear an outfit from our latest collection. The 75% staff discount will obviously help with that. It's probably what attracted you to the position in the first place, isn't it? But on a more serious note, appearance is important in this line of work, so it's encouraging to see you all dressed appropriately.
Number 33. What does the speaker imply about the new employees? Number 34. What will everyone be provided with? Number 35. What will happen in the afternoon? Number 36. What does the speaker change her mind about? Number 37. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Well done for going the extra mile"?
End of part 2.